Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Shin Samach Gimel. We are on page Reish Yutes, which is the page following 436. Siman Shin Samach Gimel is Dine Mavui V'Lechi, the laws of Mavui and Lechi. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Makom Sheyesh Lo Shalosh Mechitzos, an area that is surrounded by three walls, Osru Chachomim Letaltel Bo Achiyase Shum Tikum Beredius. Chazal said you cannot carry in an area that is surrounded by three walls unless you do some kind of fixing up on the fourth side. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Aleph, Mokum Sheyesh Lo Shalosh Mechitzos, Hainu Kego Mavui Shapasuach Leruach Beredius. For example, you have an alleyway that's closed on three sides, and the fourth side is opened up. O chotzer shenifratz echad miksalav, or a chotzer that normally has four walls and one wall broke down. Ubein shepasuach lekarmelis o lerosh hasharabim. And when discussing whether the mavui or the chotzer is open to a karmelis or rosh hasharabim, in any of these cases, Chazal asur carrying until you fix up the fourth side in some way, which we'll discuss. Sifkatan beis asur chacham l'taltabo. Shir Arba Amos. So Chazal Aser to carry in this Mavui, in this Chatzar that only has three walls, they allowed you to carry only up to four Amos. Vitam Shasaru, the reason why Chazal Aser this, is the Kevan Sheruach Revias Pasuach Lagamri, since the fourth side is totally open, Domek Tzas L'Rishus Harabim. It resembles a little bit of Rishus Harabim. V'inatir Bazeh. And if they're going to allow you to carry in this area, Yavo Letaltel Gamber Rishus Harabim, they're afraid you're also going to carry in the Rishus Harabim. The Ayin Beber Halacha, which we will do shortly. Sifkatan Gimel. So in order to carry in a Chatzar or Mavui, who's open on the fourth side, to a Karmelis or Rishus Harabim, you have to do Shum Tikum Barevias Hainu Kemavur LeKamun B'Sif Beis V'Gimel LeKol Echad Kedino. We will discuss the details about that tonight and tomorrow night, exactly what you have to do to fix up the fourth side in the chutzer, in the mavui. So let's look at the bir halacha now, the first one on the page, Asru Chachamim. Says the bir halacha, Ule'inyon imikri rishus hayocheh ben ha-teira l'chayev ha-zorek mitocho l'rishus harabim. In terms of whether an area that is surrounded by three walls is considered midoraisa rishus hayocheh, to be m'chayev one who throws from this area to Rishus Harabim, so yesh plukta bazeh ben harishon. There's a major machlokas rishonim if an area that is surrounded by three walls is a Rishus Hayochid Araisa. To Ladas HaRambam, lo mikri Rishus Hayochid min haTorah elo ba'arba mechitzos. The Rambam is machmir. He's, at least in certain senses, he's machmir. It's only considered Rishus Hayochid if it is surrounded by four walls. O al koponim shalosh mechitzos shlemos, or at the very least, three complete walls. Vilechi bakosel revi'i. And a lechi, we'll see what a lechi is tomorrow, mitzvah. A lechi on the fourth wall, the chashev kemechitza, the lechi is considered a fourth wall. So the Rambam holds that a Rishus Hayochid Daraisa, you have to have four walls, or three walls in a lechi would count as the fourth wall. V'chein muchat asra b'inu chananel, b'perusho, b'daf yudbeis, ayin shom, and so too is the shita of Rabbeinu Chananel. Ochein, however, Ladas Rov HaPoskim. Most Poskim argue with the Rambam, and that is Rashi and Erevin. Tosos Bekama Makomos. The Ravid, the Rosh, the Rashba, the Ritva. All these Rishonim hold Bishlosha Mechitzos. Three walls alone. O Bishtei Mechitzos Alechi, or even two walls and Alechi on the third side, is already Rishus Hayochid Gomor Hu Min HaTeira. That already makes a Rishus Hayochid Midaraisa. And Vidai, you should know, according to these, we showed him that three walls or two and a lechi are considered a rishus hayochid araisa. There's no nafkamina im shtei amechitzos hayu kmingam, if the two walls are perpendicular, like the picture, o shtei amechitzos hayu zu kenegezo, or if they are two parallel walls across from each other, tegam bezem mikir rishus hayochid midatora, that's also, if it has a lechi on the third side, would be a rishus hayochid midaraisa, kevan sheyeshlo od lechi, since it has another lechi. Achein, Im Rishus HaRabim HaLachas Bein HaBachitzos, the only thing is, if your Rishus HaYachid is just two parallel walls with a Lachi, so then if the Rishus HaRabim is walking between these two walls, Muchach B'Shabbos Da'avav HaMaviz, De Lukuliyam Lo Mahani Bazeh HaLachi. In that case, the Lachi will not help on the third side, L'Shavyei Rishus HaYachid Kevin the Rabim Bokim Bein HaBachitzos. Since the Rabim is walking through this area, that will be Mevatel L'Shem Rishus HaYachid Arayis. So that's what we'll see in the Bir HaLacha. To summarize, with Machlokas, the Rambam, and all the other Rishonim, whether a Rishus HaYachid Araisa requires four walls, or three walls and a Lechi, or only three walls, or two walls and a Lechi, that is a major Machlokas Rishonim. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Beis, Chotzer Shenifrats B'miluo. So you have a Chotzer that has four walls, and one side breaks down totally. So Ad Eser Amos, if that full wall that came down is up to 10 amos, so nitar bepas rochav arba tfachim, you could be matir it by placing a board that's 4 tfachim wide, sheyamidenu mitzad echel b'mokom haparutz, by one of the sides where the wall broke down, so you close it up with a 4 tefach wall, you're good to go. Vim yirtza l'sakno b'shnei tzidei hapirtza, if you want to fix it up by using both sides of the break, so dai b'shnei pasen shel shnei mashahuyin. So you could either put 4 tefachim of a wall on one side, or you could put a mashahu on this side and a mashahu on that side, and that closes up the fourth side. V'hu adin l'nishtayir mehem kosa revi'i bonui. The same thing is true as if the wall did not break down totally, but a little bit remains up. So then if it's kashir, arba tfachim, and mokum echad, you're going to be fine. The same way you could put up a board of 4 tfachim and you're fine. If the wall breaks down, but 4 tfachim of the wall will remain up, that's also fine. Oim nishtayir ma'ashneit sadim tefach mikan v'tefach mikan. Or, if you have left over from your wall that fell down, a tefach on each side, that's also going to be okay. We'll discuss in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir HaLacha why before, if the whole wall breaks down, you fix it up with either a 4 tefach wall or a mashu on this side, a mashu on that side, the smallest amount. And now it says when it remains on the wall, if 4 tefachim remain on one side is good, or a tefach on each side. Why are we switching over to a tefach? Before we said, if you put up a mashu, it's good enough. So we'll see that shortly in the Mishnah Berurah. The Chol Zeh Begovah Asar Tefachim. All these walls that we're discussing to be matir the fourth side, or these lachis, anything we're discussing, has to always have a height of 10 tfachim. Vafilu imba pirtza arba tfachim. Even if this fourth side that broke down the whole way was a very small wall, it was less than 4 tfachim. Kevan shuhubin miluo. Since it is an entire side that broke down, tsarich tikkun, it needs to be fixed up, at sheheba pachos mishlosha, until the break is less than 3 tfachim, in which case we would say love it, and it would be as if the fourth side is closed up. V'im yesh bapirtze yoser me'ese amos, if there is on the broken side a break of more than 10 amos, afilu eino b'miluo, even if it's not the whole side, tzarech l'sakne b'tzuras ha-pesach. So then you have to fix up the four sides of tzur pesach. The eight that we gave of the four tfachim, or the mashu and the mashu, is only up to and including 10 amos. Once it's more than 10 amos, so even if it's not the whole side, you have to fix it up with the tzuras ha-pesach. Let's see the details in the Mishnah Berurah, beginning with Sivkot and Dalit. So the fourth side of a chatzar broke down towards an area where it is usher, like a Carmelus or a Rishus HaRabim. B'miluo, kilomar kol hakosel. Sivkotan Hei Mishabura says the entire wall broke down. So Sivkotan Vav, ad eser amos, v'ad b'chlal, up to and including 10 amos, ta'after ba'al makai malon. Even though in general we hold, and we discuss this many times, the mifrat ha-kosel eser amos, that if a wall breaks down 10 amos or less, nechshav ha-pirtza ka-pesach, that break is considered a doorway. Up to and including 10 amos could be a doorway, and you don't have to do anything. So why over here do you have to fix it up? Hacha she-kol ha-kosel nechsa, over here where the whole entire side came down, lo nucha lachshav zeh mokum le-pesach. Normally, 10 amos could be a Pesach, but if that's the whole side can't be considered a Pesach. So if the whole side broke down and it was 10 amos or less, you have to fix up that side. How do you fix it up? Either we said you put a pas dalet, a board that's 4 tfachim, b'mokum echad sivkat an zayim, haynu b'rosh ha-kosel, at one end of the wall. Or we said you could put a mashu here and a mashu over there. That was all if you are rebuilding. But if it remains built from the knockdown of the wall, so then four tefachim on one side will be good. Or we said a tefach mikan, says the Mishaburus of Kotun Ches, tefach mikan, lav dafka tefach. Zakta Mishabura, it doesn't mean a tefach. Eladai b'shnei mashuhuyim. Rather, it means it's enough with a mashu on each side. The same way we said when you put it up, it could be a mashu on each side. So if it remains, a mashu on each side is going to be good enough as well. V'kanal b'maymit pasan l'chadchila. Like we said before, when you're putting up these boards, v'chadchila, you could put a mashu. U'kimosha kasa beis Yosef, and like the beis Yosef writes, v'ayim b'bir alocha. Now, if you look at the bir alocha, he writes, in the v'ramasko tefach mikan, he says, I am the Mishabura de Ladafka Tefach. Look at the Mishabura where we just saw that it's Ladafka Tefach, it could be a Mashu on each side. The Afa Gav de Bedarche Moshe Kosav. Even though the Ramah writes in Darche Moshe, the Benishtayer Gora, that when it's left standing, it never fell, it's worse. Mi Maimid Pasan Lechatchila. In other words, the Ramah says in the Darche Moshe that when you put it up, you could put up a Mashu on each side. But when it falls down the wall and parts remain, then you have to have more, you have to have a tefach on each side. Ukamosha kasu tosas dav yud b'terutza basra. That is tosas and dav yud in the second answer. Even though he writes that, mikomokom ledina nira. However, says the Chafetz Chaim, halach l'maisa, it appears, kemosha kasu b'des Yosef. Uketerutz kama shel tosas dav yud, like the first answer of tosas. The lav dafka ka'oma b'shash ne tfachim. It's lav dafka to tfachim v'sagi b'shnei mashuhuyim v'chein b'rambam isa b'nishtayer d'day b'shnei mashuhuyim v'chein kasav ha'ritva v'chein matzasi v'pirshav edu chananel. So he goes on, we'll stop there, but although we have a shita that says, like the Mechaber sounds like he's saying, that if it remains standing, it's more machmer, you have to have a tefach on each side. When you put it up, you can put up mashu on each side. But most Rishonim are saying, like the Beis Yosef, like the Mishabur brings down, that it's no chiluk. The same way that if it falls down and you can put up a mashu on each side, if it remains standing a mashu on each side, it's also going to be okay. So that is what the Bir Halacha points out over here. One other Bir Halacha, the one right before, Bishnei Pasin Shel Shnei Mashuhuyin, a pass is a board. It's funny to use a lashon of a pass of a kol shehu, a board that's any small amount. So the Bir Halacha writes, "Af shehu mamish kmo lechi," even though a mashu on each side is really a lechi, "karo b'shem pass." The Mechaber here calls it a pass. Agav de omer bereisha pass rochav abra tefachim. It's just derech agav. He says if you do it on one side, you need a board, a pass that's four. So he goes on to say that if you're doing it on both sides, then you have to have a pass, which is really a lechi, of a mashu on each side. It really is inappropriate to call it a pass. It's really just a lechi. He just borrows the expression he used for the four tefach, board on one side, and he says a board of a mashu on each side. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Tes. We said any lechi or pass that you put up has to have a height of 10 tefachim. V'ein tzarech shiyeh shofet begovel l'sharach salim. But any of these walls or these passim that you put up, although they have to be 10 tefachim high, they do not have to be the same height of the rest of the walls. Miu b'pachos mizeh ein olav shem mechitza klal. Less than 10 tefachim height is not considered a mechitza. That would not be good. But if the walls are 10 amos high, and you put a little board that's 10 tefachim high, that's perfectly fine. It does not have to match the height of the walls. Sivkatan Yud goes on the next point of the Mechaber. The Mechaber said, even if the break on this side of the chatzar is very small, it's only less than four tefachim, still, since it's the whole side, you have to fix it up until it's less than three tefachim. So says the Mishabura Sivkatan Yud, Kevan Shu b'miluo, since it's the whole side, Hai b'miluo ladafka. Sata Chavetz Chaim, this expression that it's the whole side is not necessarily exacting. Da'afilu im nishtayir me'akosel shnayim u'shosh etfachim. Even if part of the wall breaks down, and you have remaining on the wall two or three tfachim, but you don't have four, which is what we really require, so kol shehu miyut l'gabi ha'parutz, so long that what's remaining, the two or three tfachim, is a miyut of that which is broken down, tzarech tikun, you have to fix it up. Elo asri la'afuke, but the Mechaber is coming to knock out, heichi de ha'omid meruba. In a case where the part that remains standing is larger than the part that's broken down, de bezeh kaimelon de rubo kakulo, there we say, If most of the wall is standing, we say Rubo Kakulo, the Havik is awesome, it's like it's closed up. The Afal Pishaino Mahsak Arba Tvachim, even if the wall that's there is not for Tvachim, it's 3.5 Tvachim, but it's the majority of the wall, that'll be fine. Kolshu Mashu Yose Me Aparat Sagi. As long as you have Omen Rula Aparat, more closed than open, even if the closed part is less than 4 Tvachim, it's still gonna be mutter, because we hold Omen Rula Aparat is considered as if it's all closed up. But if you have the whole side broken down, or paritz move al omid, you have to close it up until it's less than 3 tefachim open. That's because, again, you don't have a 4 tefach board or a mashu on each side. You only have a little bit left on one of the sides. You got to close it up. Pirish. She is sakin apirtza b'miktsas. Fix up the break a little bit. Velo yishtayr el apachos mishlosha. And make sure you're only left with a break of less than 3 tefachim. Da'az havi kalavad. Then we say love it, and it's as if the whole thing is closed up. V'kol shekenim apirtza lohoya el apachos mishlosha. Certainly if the whole break was less than 3 tefachim, there's nothing to talk about. De'ein tzarech shum tikum mitam zeh. If the whole break is less than 3 tefachim, so you have love it right away, you would not have to fix up anything on the fourth side. It's already considered closed up. And the last point the Mechaber told us was that if the pirtza was more than 10 amos, even if it's not the whole side, you need a tzuras ha-pesach. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Yosef Katan Yabez, afilu eina b'milua, hai lishna ladafka. Again, this lashon is not specific. Da afilu ha-omen meruba la-paretz gam ken oser. If you have a break that's more than 10 amos, even if what's remaining closed is more than that, so you have omen meruba la-paretz, but you have a 10 amos break, it's still going to be oser. Di ki'ilu nifratz kol ha-kos al-dami. Anytime you have a break of more than 10 amos, even if it's the minority of the wall, it's as if the whole wall is broken down. V'tzuras ha-pesach mahani afilu k'shibim miluo. And a tzuras ha-pesach will help not only on a more than 10 amma break, but even if that more than 10 amma break is the entire distance of that side, it will also be fine. The Tzoras HaPesach, as we have learned, takes care of that whole side, even if it's more than 10 amos, and we'll stop there and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.